Has anybody ever told you a truth about yourself that you didn't know and when revealed, you didn't like? While working for the police department in the crime prevention unit, we had done some good work. The push at the time was for organizing neighborhood watches. I was sent to a neighborhood watch meeting and it went well, and the neighbors had a good time and were receptive to the information they were given. And after the meeting, the neighborhood watch block captain, Jerry Dooley, asked me if I knew what the number one roadblock for organizing a watch was. I said, I don't know. He replied, "It is the Rochester Police Department, specifically the crime prevention unit, you." I was shocked. I said I would look into it, and he was right. There was a roadblock, and it was called, "That's always the way we've done it before." And a change was made that day, and things improved greatly after that. Today in the gospel, John the Baptist is boldly telling those in charge of the Jewish faith that they are the biggest single roadblock to people coming to the faith, telling them to not just say what you have changed, not just show up and get baptized, but to take it to heart, and more importantly, allow the heart to flow through their lives into producing good fruit as evidence of their repentance. Advent is the season of preparing our hearts and our lives for the reception of Jesus. We will be following closely in the example of John the Baptist to baptize, repent, acknowledge our sins, and produce good fruit as evidence of the repentance. Very appropriately, this morning we had a baptism of little Teresa Stanislawski. Also, this coming Tuesday, our parish will be celebrating first reconciliation with our young in a communal penance service to which you are invited. We also will all have our own opportunities over the coming month, each Saturday here, and at communal reconciliations throughout the city to reconcile ourselves with the Lord. Hopefully, we will be setting the example for our youth and not be the single biggest roadblock to their salvation. Additionally, we've been given the opportunity to work individually, as families, and as a parish on works of mercy. With our regular giving tree, ditty bags, and food collections, as well as a well-thought-out ideas and reflections that have been presented to us in our Gifts of Mercy Advent Reflections. And with a little thought can also lead to more good ideas for more works of mercy and charity if these don't fit exactly into our lives today. For those who are going through these ideas through our parish Advent activities, we may have already cleaned out our drawers and closets and found some clothes and given them to the poor. Maybe we've already bought some socks for the homeless, or picked up a ditty bag to fill for those in need, and stopped and prayed for those in prison. Or maybe just this morning we welcomed someone into our church home here today. Someone close to me once suggested a few years back that we buy some stocking caps and put them in our cars, and then when we see someone standing on a street corner shivering with a sign for assistance, we give them a hat. And it must be time for me to get some more hats because I don't have any in my car right now. For your information, we have been concentrating on the homeless and the imprisoned this past week. I hope that as we move through the weeks of Advent and into our other works of mercy, the visiting of the sick and praying for those who have passed away, instructing the ignorant, including ourselves, that we keep in mind that the homeless and those in prison didn't all just disappear this last week. And those we may have helped may be doing well, but others may have joined those unfortunate ranks. That people continue to need our assistance. that we continue to make efforts to help those in need, no matter what the need, throughout the entire year. We are called to be doers of the word, not just hearers. Taking the action simply summed up by John the Baptist as producing good fruit, and stated very clearly by Jesus, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. As long as you do these to my brothers, you did it for me."